Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to simply just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect
you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with me as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves. We are living, moving, and having our being, the divine intelligence whose essence, whose life force, whose presence, whose spirit is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. And what we are required to do is to be conscious of this truth, of this fact, that God is an energy, a life force, a spirit that is beyond the comprehension fully and totally of us with finite minds. We can only hazard and guess at best all that God is. And sometimes I feel we are constantly making God in our image and likeness, attributing to the divine our petty traits of jealousy, of judgment, of condemnation. God does not see as man sees. And so as we join our hearts and minds, we are seeking always to deepen in consciousness, in awareness, in understanding that duality causes conflict. When we see God as something separate from us, somewhere apart from us, something individual and away from us, we are causing conflict not only with our spirit, but how we interact with spirit itself and with each other. So I will never get tired of emphasizing that God is us as us, in all its diverse ways and manifestations and expressions that exist in the 7 billion of us that are on this planet at this time. So my theme this morning is entitled Steady My Heart. And always I'm amused how God gives me what God wants me to reveal each week. And I happened to be in another room and just heard the faint sounds of this music. Couldn't hear the lyrics, but something in my spirit stirred. And I went and rewound the track. And as I rewound the track, I was like, oh, this is Sunday Soul's message. Because always I believe, as someone once said, that we teach most that which we need for ourselves. So always on my Sunday Soul, now I believe God is teaching me the same as God is sharing the teachings with you. And I realize that no matter how much work we do on ourselves, no matter how much faith we think we have and how much faith we try to practice, there always are moments when we question, when we waver. And it's in those moments that we really require God to steady our heart, to keep us firm, to keep us trusting, to keep us unwavering in our belief that God's got this. Because I will be honest, there are times when it's very challenging when you're thinking, I've only got this much in the bank and I have to pay out X amount, which doesn't even cover it. Or you're considering leaving your work to start a new project and you're wondering, will you make enough to cover your bills and will your needs be met on time? Or whether you're having familial issues where someone in the family or school is in trouble and you don't know whether to speak up or stay quiet. In these and all the many other instances, we need God to steady our heart. To steady our heart so that we can know and hear and feel what is right for us to do in each and every instance. We need God to steady our heart so that we may know that there is greater is He that is with us, within us, than He that is in the world. Meaning that anything that is outside of us does not have power and dominion over us. But God in us has power and dominion over every situation, condition, or circumstance. The quote I shared yesterday said, "Be bold enough to use your voice, brave enough to listen to your heart, and strong enough to live the life you have always imagined." To achieve each of those, we need God to steady our heart so that we can remember who we are and whose we are. We need God to steady our hearts so that we can come back to the remembrance that it is our divine birthright to have all of the things we desire in our lives. We need God to steady our hearts so that we can come back to the remembering that we are co-creating through our thoughts, our words, our beliefs, the lives that we are having. You see, God is spirit, energy, life force, presence, intelligence, whatever language you are comfortable with, that is impersonal. God is not judging you based on who you are as a personality. God is impersonal, and by that I mean God is simply responding and reacting to what you are holding in consciousness. I am constantly banging on the drum, if you don't want it, don't think it, feel it, or believe it for yourself. Because God is no respecter of persons. God is impersonal. God will bring into your life the experience, the thing, or the condition that you do or do not want. I have been dealing with the issue with my leg for some time now, as many of you may be aware. And I have to constantly come back to remind myself, study my heart, God, because my ego wants to take me off into all manner of dramas, imagined scenarios, imaginary confrontations or conversations. Study my heart so that I may know that I am one with you and all that you are. Study my heart so that I may feel your presence quickening, healing, renewing, restoring me. Study my heart so that I can know that your spirit is surging in and through and as me right here, right now. Steady my heart. Because our egos will take us off on journeys that we really do not want to go on. My sacred text this morning is from Joshua 1:9. And let me just give you a little context for it. So Joshua takes over the mantle for Moses. And we know Moses is the great leader who led the children out of Israel and was told he would not see the promised land. He'd got them so far, that was his bit. Now God was handing the mantle over to Joshua, who was a very young man. And as I was reading, I was thinking, I can only imagine that Joshua must have been praying, "Steady my heart, God, that I can do this." Because we know the Israelites were not easy people. As soon as Moses had gone up the mountain, they were there distressing themselves and creating molten calves and dancing and forgetting that God had just brought them out from the land of bondage. They were so wayward that they walked the desert for 40 years until God knew that those that were the troublemakers were no longer. So Joshua was taking over the mantle that Moses had carried. And it simply says, because he must have been lamenting to God, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." When I was reading the text, three times God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous, not to be frightened or fearful, for God was with him. God is with each and every one of us, no matter what it is we're confronting, be it a health issue, be it a financial challenge, be it a relationship problem, no matter what it is, God is with us. Steady our heart, God, that we may come back to this truth, to this remembrance, that we know who we are and whose we are. So my poem, I decided to write it for today. Steady my heart when worries and stresses arise, and I feel overwhelmed, and my faith seems to ebb and flow away. So that I remember all the times you rescued me and your grace saved the day. Steady my heart when I feel inadequate and not enough, or equal to the challenges or appearances that I see. So that I remember when filled with uncertainty, that I can do all things through Christ within, who strengthens and empowers me. Steady my heart when I forget whose child I am, that you are not a God far off, but a presence that is right with the hair within me. So that I may remember to choose consciously and intentionally only that which is positive and powerful, to attach to your name, I am that I am. Steady my heart as I deepen in my trust in you, my beloved, every day in every way. There is none of us on this journey who does not require or need God to steady our hearts. Because in any case, in any instance, when we feel our faith wavering, when we feel our trust diminishing, when we feel our belief is not enough, we can always affirm, "Steady my heart." And so my story today is one that I came across, again, from BBC's 100 Women. And if you haven't looked at it, I invite you again to look to see just how incredible, just this year, these women are. And the one that I'd like to share with you just today is Nisha Ayub, a Malaysian transgender activist. At 21, a trans woman, Nisha Ayub was sentenced to 3 months in a male prison under provisions of Sharia law, which prohibits a male person wearing women's attire or posing as a woman in public space. As a transgender woman, Nisha has faced law enforcement where Islamic Sharia laws were enforced. This violation is punishable with a fine of a thousand riyal, which is approximately $257, and a jail term for a period of 6 months to a year. And Sharia law is enforced in the Islamic religious departments, and under this law, Ayub was imprisoned for 3 months in 2000. While there, she was imprisoned as a male prisoner, and the warden and the other prisoners sexually assaulted her. Since her release, she has been a tireless advocate for the rights of transgender people in Malaysia, co-founding SEED, the country's first trans-led organization, and creating Tea Home, which addresses the issues of homelessness for older trans women who are left without family support. Moshe Ayab was honored with the Human Rights Watch, the Alison Desforge Award for Extraordinary Activism in 2015 for her bold action opposing the Malaysian laws that are detrimental to the interest of people to live in peace without being harmed or oppressed. She also received the International Women's Courage Award in 2016, becoming the first openly transgender woman to receive that award. And in 2019, Nisha became the only Malaysian in the BBC 100 Women of 2019 list. She was recognized by the BBC for her work in assisting the local transgender community. She says, "Trans people are just human, are just as human as everyone. We cry tears, we bleed red, we have dreams and hopes, we want to be loved and cared for. We have feelings and emotions as we are your own reflection. We are not asking for special rights, but the same equal rights as others." As I read her story, I came across by Swami Vivekananda, who says, "Stand up, be bold, be strong. Take the whole responsibility on your own shoulders and know that you are the creator of your own destiny. All the strength and sukha you want is within yourself. Therefore, make your own future." I felt that that just spoke to how Nisha lived. In a country where to be dressing as a woman, you could be imprisoned for anything up to a year. And then whilst you're there, you're being assaulted. She has stood up in the face of cruelty and harshness to remind people of our oneness. This world will be a better place, a more peaceful, loving place, if we recognize that the one source is present in and through all of its creation, that no one is lesser or another is superior, that we are all equal, created in the image and likeness of love. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, "Everything I Need." The first quote comes from Christian D. Larson, who says, "The Spirit of the Infinite will provide not bare necessities, but everything." The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, Spiritual Awareness. And Ernest says, "We must resolutely determine to see and to accept that spiritual substance is forever flowing to us as the supply for all our needs." The author writes, "The European, Australian, and Asian female prisoners of the Japanese on Sumatra in 1943 received little food, were at risk for malaria and dysentery, endured torture, performed physical labor at gunpoint, and were not allowed large social gatherings. Despite the tremendous hardships, some were determined to survive and ensure the survival of others. Nora Chambers, a former student of the Royal Academy of Music, received the inspiration to create a vocal orchestra. There are no musical instruments, but collaborating with fellow internee, Margaret Draper, they created the instrumental sounds that they needed out of the women's voices. The women from different nationalities and walks of life gathered for secret rehearsals. And in December 1943, the orchestra made its debut performance for their fellow prisoners. Surprisingly, instead of stopping them, the guards quietly listened to their beautiful melodies of Chopin and Dvorak. In the midst of tremendous hardship, Chambers and Driver turned to beauty and creativity to survive. We clean forgot where we were during these rehearsals, and you see that was so important," Chambers said. From 1943 to 1944, the orchestra performed more than 30 unique compositions. No matter what is happening, we have the resources of spirit within us as us to find constructive and beautiful ways to cope. In difficult times, draw from that well of strength and creativity within you to lift your consciousness and the consciousness of those around you. I believe those two women had to ask God to steady their heart, to do something as incredible as in this God-forsaken, or so seemed, pit that they found themselves in the Japanese as prisoners of war, could create music and inspire others. But there was still beauty in this world, in spite of circumstances. You see, I believe God is always ready to do for us what God can only do through us. And sometimes we need God to steady our heart so that we can come back to this truth, this acceptance, this belief, this remembrance. I believe that Jesus too himself called upon God to steady his heart when faced with what was before him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew what was coming, but in the end he said, not my will, but your will. You see, if even our teacher needed to ask God to steady his heart, how much more do we too need to just say, God, steady our heart, so that we may face whatever is before us to face it. We may handle whatever it is, knowing that truly you are doing the work in and through and as us. So as we ask God to steady our hearts, let us go within, into that secret chamber, into that cave of the heart, into that sanctuary of the soul. And bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. You can go for days or weeks without food or water, but only moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the life force, it is the prana, it is that which quickens, enlivens, renews and restores us. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in steadiness. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out and I am assured. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in steadiness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. I am assured. Steadiness. Assured. Steadiness. Assured. Steadiness. Assured. Steadiness. Assured. Here in the cave, in the sanctuary of the heart, let us be intentional for ourselves, for our week ahead. Knowing that God is law, life, intelligence, the one power, one presence. That we are co-creating with our thoughts, beliefs, and words that we are holding in consciousness. Let us be intentional to see for ourselves in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience in this week. And always, whatever we are seeing, we add what it is, if it, we could feel it. What does it feel like? Whatever it is that we are wanting. If we know that the law of God, the law of life, is impersonal, we also know that it does not differentiate between what is imagined and what is really happening. So the more we can feel into whatever it is we are holding as the image in our consciousness, the better the mind can receive it as an actuality. Take a deep breath in. As we enter into our circle of prayer, Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, asking that you steady our heart so that whatever we are confronting, we know that we are more than equal to the challenge. We ask that we steady our heart so that we can look beyond appearances to remember that we are one with God and all that God is. We ask that you steady our heart that in this time of conflict and confusion, that you see a way and understand God makes a way where we feel there is no way. Steady our heart as we look at what is happening across our beautiful planet, where we are polluting its waters, its air, its earth. Steady our hearts so that we know that we can all do something, no matter what it is, to make this world, our planet, a safer place for all sentient beings. Steady our heart when we think we are not enough, that we think that whatever is before us is too overwhelming, that we may know that we are one with you, and you are telling us, be strong and of good courage, for you are with us always. Steady our hearts in every situation, every condition or circumstance when we feel that it is too much, that we may know that always we are one with you, and all that you are and all that you are is good. So, beloved, as we steady our hearts in this truth, in this realization, in this belief, we're also holding in our hearts all that is happening in our world. For all the places where people are protesting, Colombia, Hong Kong, across Europe, seeking to find democracy, fairness, and justice. For all the world, all the places in our world that are suffering from natural and man-made disasters and wars and conflict. Steady our hearts that as we know the truth, that we can know it in every situation, condition, and circumstance. That we may know that every single expression of life is an expression of your life, and as such, respect and treasure it as such. Steady our hearts that no matter what the confusion, we know always we are one with you and all that you are. Good, eternally and unceasingly. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands over your heart, palms down, and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, facing outwards, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Let me try again. Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, the phone is not unmuting, so affirm right where you are. Our first affirmation is from our Science of Mind reading. I know that no matter what happens in my life, I have been endowed is a being of spirit with everything I need to navigate through and thrive in challenging times. Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Beloved, as we're drawing towards the close of our Sunday soul, our rumination or quote by Rumi that I wish to leave you with, simply says, speak gently when you offer criticism, but don't be so soft as to sacrifice the truth. My closing benediction, and just to remind you, I'll be on Thursdays, 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. I look forward to joining you then, and back on Sunday for our Sunday soul. So our closing benediction is something that I adapted, I came across yesterday, and I loved it as an affirmation for myself, and I've adapted it for a benediction for us today. May every good you possess become multiplied as divine love acts upon your faith to bring into your experience everything necessary for your well-being. May you affirm and believe that every good thing you do shall prosper, every person you meet shall be blessed, every situation you touch shall be helped. May you surrender yourself completely to this faith and know that your word shall not return unto you void. So my closing song that I want to share with you is Carrie Joby, simply entitled, Steady My Heart. Carrie Joby, steady my heart. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Stay warm, stay dry. Peace and blessings.